Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hey everyone, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Normally, I say I'm Chelsea Schaefer on the Score podcast, but today I am taking over at The Breakdown for Taylor and Lillian to talk to you about the Buckle Breakaway Bonanza with my friend Clint Robinson. We use this episode to tell you all about the Pink Ruby and Riata Breakaway that's combining all of their efforts into one mega event for the progeny of stallions across the three programs. That is going to double the number of horses that are eligible to compete for the payout, and that is going to make the purse a guarantee of $200,000 plus $50,000 guarantee for five and under futurity horses. So these changes are going to make this one of the largest breakaways in the world, and if not the largest breakaway purse this season. So this is a big deal. It is moving from a D approach to the split short round approach that Riata took last year. It's going to shake things up. The Riata Buckle Breakaway is September 29th. It's a Sunday. It is the very last event of the Riata Buckle. And that will be after the 8.5 50 plus roping. So if you're coming from, say Sioux Falls, and you're in the top 15 in the world and you're at Sioux Falls, theoretically, you will have time to make the Riata Breakaway with its $200,000 guaranteed, $50,000 guaranteed futurity incentive on top of that. So if you are looking for the Riata schedule that's got everything from the Riata Pro futurity and the team roping to the 14.5, the 12.5, the 10.5, the youth championships, all of that stuff, that's on riatabuckle.com. If you're looking for the stallion list, remember, this event is for stallions that are progeny of stallions from the Riata Buckle, the Pink Buckle, and the Ruby Buckle. So you can find all of that on those websites. Again, September 25th to the 29th at the Lazy E in Guthrie, Oklahoma is the Riata Buckle Championship. And the Buckle Breakaway Bonanza is on September 29th. So without further ado, here is my interview with Clint Robinson. He tells you everything you need to know about the Buckle's Breakaway Bonanza. Well, thank you for joining me, and I'm glad we can talk about the... I want to keep calling it the Riata Breakaway, but that's not necessarily what it is. We're calling it the Buckle's Breakaway Bonanza. Yes. Now, how much is it going to pay, and why is it going to pay so much?
Well, we're guaranteeing 200 and then 50 in the 5 and under incentive. But, I mean, we're just pretty much doubling our money from the year before.
Yeah. And it was good last year. I mean, the year before was a good event, too.
Yeah, we've just, like, I don't know how many years going on now with the Pink and Ruby we've done. And we've just, our numbers really haven't taken off like we thought. They've kind of just stalemated right there. And so I kind of from day one have been talking to my dad and Danny and kind of want to just join all three and just try to make one of the biggest ones of the year for us and see if we can get it growing.
Yeah. And so why did the stallion owners want to do a breakaway incentive to begin with? It's as far as Pink and Ruby, they were very much in the barrel horse space, and then Riata's team roping. How did breakaway come about?
Well, for a long time, we had kicked it around, me and my dad and Chad, back in the day with the Pink and Ruby. We kind of, a lot of the stallion owners come to us, and a lot of their barrel horses were, the reject barrel horses they were starting to head on with their trend. And so we kind of wanted to open it up and, breakaway. They were starting to, PRCA was starting to do breakaway, and we kind of thought the numbers would start growing. But, and we eventually really wanted to start a team roping one, and then when Denny hit us up, we made the Riata, but... Our biggest goal is, our biggest goal for this deal is try to get the numbers up and, we're all about the horses and the stallion owners are trying to take care of everybody and want, a big pot for everybody to rope out.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, what have you heard from breakaway ropers up to this point for this year. Do you think that $250,000 is going to entice them?
I mean, we're going to, I guess the jury's out on that. I guess we're going to see. But yeah. I mean, I imagine it's going to be one of the biggest ones of the year for breakaway openers. I mean, I can't see the numbers not being big, but I mean, we'll know. I mean, us as a company, we've kicked it around. Denny, we've all kind of argued back and forth. We want to see if the numbers are going to grow, if we're going to keep doing this. And so we for sure want to push this big money 250, you know, and try to see if this is going to open it up for us.
And I feel like this is the earliest the Riata has had that breakaway information out too, before the event. So maybe the girls have horses ready before the summer. And if they're going rodeoing, it might be a good timing for that 250 to be front and center.
Yeah, and I kind of like where we, you know, I know it's kind of the end of the regular season for stuff, but I kind of like where we are this year, because I feel like when we're, you know, first week of November, I think everybody's kind of burnt out from the season, and, you know, hopefully the rolling it up a little bit is going to help get the numbers bumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I agree. I mean, maybe the horses will be, you know.
Yeah.
I feel the horse can be ready and all that.
Yeah, I think in years past when I would ask my friends, you know, they would just be getting home from rodeoing when we would make the announcement about what the Riata Buckle was going to do in the breakaway, and it would be like September or October, and they'd be like, we don't have a horse ready. So maybe they can be more on top of it this year.
When we were doing the Ruby and Pink in April,
mm-hmm.
and it would, like, a lot of the stallion runs, they didn't have their horses ready by April. They were too green, and you know, and that was our hardest part about the Ruby and Pink for the breakaway. There wasn't enough cow horse stallions in that deal to where, you know, there was a lot of barrel horses, and it just wasn't a perfect fit. So we're hoping that we double the numbers, you know, joining all three together. We hope we double the horses, you know, double the numbers, and we bring a lot of the cow horses from the Riata stallions, and hopefully our numbers grow.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what's the format? Because it's different. It's different. It's not different this year. It's the same as last year, but it's different than your normal breakaway roping, or it's different than your normal calf roping. Can you explain the format?
Well, so we've always done, for years we did the D system. We tried to, you know, go from the pink buckle scenario, the barrel race, and try to do the 3D system, but it was hard in the breakaway, you know, and the deal that I thought was pretty cool last year was Denny made the split short round for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what to be this year is going to be, it's going to be a three head average, but everybody's going to run two, and then everybody that catches two, we're going to do the exact same thing we did last year. We're going to have a split short round, so if you've caught two, we're just going to evenly divide it right in half, and there'll be two tiers of short rounds. And so like, I think Denny kind of shot me the numbers when he was kind of looking at everything on what we did last year. And when we kind of got away from the, we kind of figured out the 3D system wasn't going to work. You know, he kind of shot me the numbers. And last year, like when we split the short rounds, tier one, it was one on 11 on three head won it. And then tier two, 16 on three head won it. And then when you do the seconds off, if you'd done the 3 seconds off, it's a half second each time, you know? And so mm-hmm. I just think, I really like Denny's idea. It kind of opened it up, and pretty much like Denny gave me the numbers, and he told me it was going to be, the same checks were really much won,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I liked it, and I got a lot of good feedback from the girls, and I think everybody liked it, so I think it's a good idea, and we're going to go with that.
Yeah. And then it's about, so it's going to pay about $100,000 per short round, tier. Essentially, or yep. per tier, and yeah.
And we're going to have $50,000, you know, pretty much $50,000 left over for the incentive.
And can you win both in the main average and the futurity incentive?
Yep. Yes. You'll be able to double dip.
Very cool.
I mean, just like we said, we've kicked it around, and, you know, we want it to grow, and we want it to keep going, so we kind of going to throw this big apple at them, you know, the big 250, and just see if it draws what everybody wants and see what they like and see what we need to keep doing.
Yeah. And, like, worst-case scenario, people don't show up. They don't – girls don't come and rope. Like, what does that say about where – I mean, I don't know if you – feel qualified to say or not, but I'm asking you anyways, where do you think, like, the state of breakaway roping might be when it comes to the horse side of things if people don't get enticed by $250,000?
Well, I mean, that's, like we said, that's, I guess we're going to see this year, mm-hmm. see where we're with it, and it's got to start growing, or Pink and Ruby and Riata, that's got to, we got to see the numbers grow to keep doing it, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I would think, I mean, I just some of these stallion incentives are so overflow now with, you know, everybody's got so many horses incentivized, and it's just, we're going to have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we've got it going the right direction.
Because the Pink and Ruby are growing and the Riata are growing. So it's not like the stallion incentive business on these fronts is not growing. It's just, you know, the breakaway ropers, I don't know if they haven't embraced it yet or are just, and, you know, we haven't. Go ahead.
And I'm not sure if it's, you know, if, and I've always kicked around and how many times you let the girls go. Me and Danny have gone back and forth on it, and I don't know the perfect number, you know. And I don't know. I don't, if some of the really good girls get entered too many times, it runs people off. I don't know the answer to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we're gonna have to see.
Yeah. Now, there's gonna be a steer stopping this year. Is that a possibility to replace the breakaway if it doesn't work out, or is the steer stopping just a whole nother adventure that y'all are going on?
I mean, for us, not at all. We're not trying to replace the breakaway. We want the numbers to grow, and we want to keep pressing the breakaway. But what we found, and you know, there's like Danny always talks to me about the numbers, and there's 4,000 lady team ropers, you know,
mm-hmm.
going in them head, and so we just, you know, if we have a couple hundred head horses show up at the Riata, it gives those girls another avenue, you know.
And, mm-hmm.
and then also for us, you know, all those girls will have a global handicap through Denny. And so we can actually do divisions and, you know, we can actually handicap it. That's been our hardest thing with the breakaway. It's been hard to handicap it.
Mm-hmm.
Given that, you know, so the steer stopping for us, I mean, if it all works how we're thinking, there's going to be so many head horses there that, and we can actually number them. We could actually get that to take off.
Yeah, it'd be like silly if you're a female and you're there and you have a head yep. horse. Even if yep. you don't have a head horse, if somebody standing next to you has a head horse, it would be yep. silly not to go try it on.
And Denny always has great ideas, and that was one, you know, and it's just like he's always kicking around to make it better for the, you know, Denny's always, we're always looking out for the stallion owners and the horses and that, but like Denny's always looking out for the ropers and everybody involved. I mean, he wants to make this the best thing available for everybody to come rope at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as far as I know that you guys have been debating the setup for the steer stopping, like, and it's not just something that you guys are doing haphazardly. You have been thinking of everything from the cattle to the way you set the yep. pen up, everything.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, we want the girls to have a lot of money to rope at too, so hopefully it goes that way for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there anything this year at the Riata that, like, or this past year at the Riata that you had, not just in the breakaway, but in the team roping or anything that was like an aha moment or a big takeaway that you didn't think of before the event, or any big takeaways? You know,
we didn't think of Denny. He brought the split short round up kind of the day before, and we kind of kicked it around. And I thought Denny, that was a great idea for me. You know, for the mm-hmm. way he came out, I was kind of more. An eye opener for me, and I think the girls liked it, and I really liked it, and I think that's what we need to keep doing and see how it goes.
Are you gonna team rope at all at the Riata this year?
I am. I will be there.
Have you been team roping?
Yeah, I've been going to a bunch of World Series around here, and I went down to Vegas last year in the World Series, and
good.
I got two little studs I heel on, and yeah, oh. I've been roping a lot. We got a bunch of young horses I've been roping on. So,
what are your studs? Tell us about them.
He's a 5-year-old this year, Metallic Malice.
Mm-hmm.
He's called G-Wagon, and we've actually raised some really good babies out of him. His first crops on the ground this year, and I've taken him to some World Series this year and had some luck on him and kind of bred some outside mares. He's a really cool little red roan, and he's pretty cool.
Very good. And are you thinking, with some of the calf roping fraternities getting started and some of the other associations, is that something that you're interested at all in?
I would love to. That would be something me and Denny would have to discuss. I mean, I think we'd have to see the breakaway kind of take off for mm-hmm. it to, you know, if we could do it. But I'm a calf roper at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to see it, but I mean, I get it has to be a business and it has to grow and that. But yes, if we could get the breakaway to take off, I would love to introduce the calf roping at some point.
Sure. Absolutely. Are you training any calf horses at this point?
Yeah, I got a couple good young ones, and then we actually have another stud I sent down. My buddy Cody McCartney down there goes all the shows.
He does so good, yep.
metallic cat stud of ours down there, a little red round 3 year old.
Oh, he's been very doing nice.
He actually won the short round at Shane's Gold Buckle Deal the other day.
Very good.
So, yep, a little luck on him. So, yeah, we got a couple in training. And
that is something that I feel like we should just underscore again, is we're talking about a $50,000 futurity incentive in this breakaway, but y'all are not a futurity. This is a stallion incentive that is for everybody, and it's time only. People think futurities and they think it's judged. This is not judged. This is just how fast you can go, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the – we got a lot of kickback when we tried doing this, and Danny got a lot of bad kickback from some guys, and, you know, they thought it had to have some judging in it. And I can see both sides of it, but I also see that the judging part hurts a lot of these fraternities. And, mm-hmm. a lot, you know, I think a lot of fraternities that have a little judging in it's not getting the numbers that they want, and it's, you know, there's certain guys in the world that are good at what they do, and you're just going to have trouble beating them. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's judges there that in a little bit of time, those good guys that do it for a living, you're going to have a tough time butting heads with those type of guys. And I think it burns them a little bit on the numbers. And, you know, Denny's goal is to grow the team rope in really big numbers next handful of years. And I think the only way to do that is just kind of like the World Series, let everybody come rope in their division, you know, and for big money.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And stallion owners, you all are sold out. It is still hard to get a Riata buckle spot. It's not something that people can just jump into and on a whim at this point. Riata buckle is, and Riata period, is just a pretty desirable slot to have these days.
Yeah, you know, like Pink and Ruby, when it first started, you know, now you for sure can't get a pink buckle spot. I mean, they cost bukus of money, but, you know, that we kind of see the future that way for the Riata slots, hopefully. And, you know, a lot of the slots now that are getting traded around and, you know, bought and that, they're bringing lots of money. And that's kind of the goal. We want to take care of the stallion owners of this deal. And we want to make it a big incentive for the stallion owners to be a part of.
Well, thank you all for sticking around and listening to all of the details on the Riata and Pink and Ruby breakaway. That is called the Buckles Breakaway Bonanza. Again, that is during the Riata Buckle Championship, the 25th to the 29th of September at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. It is the 29th, tentatively, that's the schedule right now. Riata Buckle Breakaway, $200,000 guaranteed, $50,000 guaranteed in the 5 and under for charity incentive. And that is Sunday, September 29th. If you are looking for more information, you can find it at riatabuckle.com.